Back at Chris Gilman Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. We're just a few minutes away from kickoff here on for the second round of the state high school playoffs. Our first trip over here to Camden County since 2003 when we lost twice, once during the regular season and then in the first round of the playoff, or second round of the playoffs, actually, Bill. And it was your first trip for a road game with Lowndes High School.
Yeah, it was, well, not with, wasn't with the radio crew. We didn't start that until 2005. But, yeah, I had made that road trip. It wasn't the first one I made, but it started my consecutive streak of continuous games that I've been at for Lowndes High School. But it started with that 2003 game. And as I said earlier, what a great ball game that was. Unfortunately for the Vikings, they come out on the losing end. Then we go back into 2004 and make a huge impact and go 15-0 and win the state championship and go through Camden County that year in order to get there. We beat them 30-0 in the Georgia Dome in the semifinals in 2004. We played them again in 2007, also in the Georgia Dome, beat them 10-0. So we've had the distinct advantage the last couple of weeks, last couple of times that we've met, but throw them all out the window. It's at their place, and it is for a berth to move on to the quarterfinals of the 5A state playoffs in 2009. It doesn't matter what happened in 2003, 4, or 7.
All righty, Bill, let's tell you what we'll do. We are going to slide over here and see if we can...
Got some captains starting to come out. I see the Vikings. They're off to the side. I don't see Camden's captains yet.
Well, Bill, let's tell you what, let's go over their starting lineup real quick. Starting at center, number 76, Thomas Martin for Camden County. Starting Starting at right guard, number 69, Jess Elderkin. Left guard, number 73, Robert Gabriel. Left tackle, number 59, Johnny Keller. At right tackle, number 77, Luke Mercer. The split end, number 83, Jared Kitchen. Number 81, Zach Griffiths is the tight end. Billy Porter at left halfback, number 32, Ian Day is a senior. The right halfback, number 2, Darius Sullivan, a senior. Number 4 is Joel Ruiz. He is the quarterback. At fullback, number 15, Andre Johnson.
And the defensive starters for our Vikings tonight at defensive end will be number 17, the senior, 6'3", 210-pound senior, Michael Copeland. At the tackle, 6', 230-pound sophomore, number 30, James Mathis. At the nose tackle, 6', 280-pound senior, number 76, Dion Crenshaw. At the other tackle, 6', 300-pound senior, number 73, Ed Christian. At the defensive end, 6'3", 200-pound senior, number 16, Riyadh Moore. At the linebacker, 6'4", 210-pound senior, number 10, Telvin Smith. At the other linebacker, 5'11", 190-pound junior, number 32, Chris Scurry. At the cornerback, 5'9", 160-pound junior, number 31, Kerry Stanley. At the other corner, 6'2", 170-pound junior, number 7, Ken Durden. And at the free safety, 6'4", 175-pound sophomore, number 25, Josh Clemens. And at the strong safety, 5'11", 175-pound junior, number 26, Geraldo Orta. And the captains, let's go and give you the captains, Wes.
All right.
For Camden, it'll be number 90.
And that is Derek Salisbury.
Number 81
is Zach Griffiths.
Number 39
is Ian Days.
And number 59.
And number 59 would be Johnny Keller.
All right, and for our Vikings across the way, number 60, Cale O'Neill. Number 76, Dion Crenshaw. Number 19, Aaron Winston. And number 33, Robert the Bull Anderson.
Anderson, and we'll go, let's look at Camden County's defensive starters in this 3-5.
We got Marty going out to midfield, so we'll take a break here and see what Marty, go ahead, Marty.
Hey, guys, here we go.
All right.
Point, y'all.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Don't yell.
Let's play hard. Play like you're capable of. You're the visiting team. You get the call to talk. If there's tails on that side is heads. What's your call?
Heads.
He calls heads. If I drop it, we'll flip it again. The call is... All right, we got Lounge, which goal you want to kick from?
Kick that way.
Put your bat down here. First half.
All righty, Lounge High School has won the toss, elected to defer. We will kick off. This is a north-south stadium, and we will be kicking from the north end zone to the south end zone. Of course, we're here. The press box is on the home side, is on the opposite side from at Martin Stadium for our folks back home who's not made the trip. And
so you'll hear a lot of cowbells going on down below us here, and that is the Camden County fans just below us. A big crowd of Lowndes High Viking fans across the way, though.
We have our backs to the east, rather. Normally we face the east when we're at home, but we've got our backs to the east. Camden County. Bill looking at their defense at nose guard, number 56, Jeremy Booth. Defensive end, number 40, Matt Jackson. Defensive end, number 90, Derek Salisbury. Left linebacker, number 21, Matt Glenn. Middle linebacker, number 35, Tyler Livingston. And right linebacker, number 38, Willie Thacker. And there comes Camden out on the field.
You got yours?
Yeah, I got mine.
All right, for the offense, for our Vikings tonight, at quarterback, 6 foot, 165-pound junior, number 12, Cole Parker. At wingback, number 29, Troy Braswell. At the other wingback, number 2, Kari Franklin. And at fullback, 33, Bull Anderson. At the wide receiver, number 19, Aaron Winston. At tight end, number 13, Brian Moore. At the left tackle will be number 73, Ed Christian. And at that guard, number 65, Lane Grant. At the center, number 53, Michael Miller. And at the right guard, number 60, Cale O'Neill. And at the other right tackle, number 74, Justin Browning. And that is your offensive starting lineup for the Vikings.
Bill, we are just a couple of minutes away. I mean, I'd say we're less than a minute away from kicking this thing off and getting started here in Camden County. We'd like to thank Rick and Brendan, all the fine folks at Crystal River Seafood, for all your support of Lowndes High Sports. You have been listening to the Crystal River Seafood pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, and we are getting ready to kick off this ball game. In fact, hang time, old Jed Solomon has got the ball on the far hash mark.
And the Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their support of high school athletics and activities. They are State Farm Insurance, Hibbett Sports, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Regions Bank, Verizon Wireless, Georgia Student Finance Commission, Gatorade, Wilson, U.S. Army, U.S. Marine Corps, Mizuno, and Sports Med South. And here for your play-by-play is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Back deep, number 5. That's Michael Hamilton on the far side. Is number 32, Ian Days. And we're set to kick this second round playoff game underway, and it is underway. That ball sails into the end zone for a touchback. Camden will start 1st and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
One of the things that we talked about, we didn't on the pregame show, but I had a chance to talk with the coaches. They really worked with Hang Time this week to push him to drive the ball, not as much height. We won't see the hang time from Hang Time like we have, but we're going to see a driving kick. He really wants to get him into the end zone.
Where's your roster, Bill?
That one? All right.
We're set to get underway. Ruiz brings the catch to the line of scrimmage. They've got a heavy right. Heavy right. They've got four down linemen to our side. We shift over. Ruiz puts a man in motion. Gives it to number 2 around the left side. He runs over their left tackle across the 20 up to about the 21-yard line. That is going to be Darius Sullivan.
And only on the tackle, number 10, Telvin the Terminator. And along with another host of Vikings, he wasn't alone on that, but he led the tackle, and that will be a very short gain, maybe 2 yards.
At fullback, they've got Andre Johnson. Now they go heavy left. We're in a five-man front. Man in motion towards our side of the field. Drops back. Ruiz looking to pass downfield. Goes deep downfield to number 9. Oh, and he makes the catch at the 34-yard line of the Vikings. What a pass play to Stephen Murphy.
Ken Durden was on his hip, and then he just exploded past Ken Durden.
Thought he'd overthrew it. A 49-yard pass play from Ruiz to Stephen Murphy to get the ball down on a what was about a second and eight. They've connected on a 49-yard pass play to get the ball down to our 34-yard line.
Let's see the Viking defense now. They'll need to raise up, put that out of their mind, and be ready to go on this play right here in the shotgun, Wes.
Yep, he's got two receivers near side, two far side. One man in the backfield with him, brings a man in motion. That's Dave toward the press box. Toss back again, throws out in the flat. Catch off the fingertips of number 10. That's Jalen Simmons.
Kerry Stanley out in coverage, but not able to make the catch is number 10. That's Jalen Simmons, as you said.
Second and 10. Just underway here in Camden County. Again, heavy side right. Four down linemen on our side of the field. Ruiz goes under center. He's got Day in motion. Gives it to Day around the left side. Gets
it
in the backfield by Ed Christian. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. Should be third and nine from there with 11:01 to go here in the first quarter.
Good textbook tackle by Ed Christian. He wrapped him up and drove him down. No gain on the play.
Back to the line of scrimmage as far as they got. It's going to be third and about nine and a half. Johnson in the backfield. Ruiz, two tight ends. Checks his wristband for the play. In the wing tee. We're in a five-man front. Day in motion towards us. Give it to Dave around the left side. He's looking behind that line. Gets hit as he crosses the 30 down to about the 29-yard line. Give him a three-yard carry. And do they go for it from there, Bill, or do they try a field goal already?
They've got a kicker. I saw him kicking some 40-plus yard field goals in warm-ups. I'm not sure what you're going to see here.
It's about fourth and six. They're looking at the play. Coach Aaron is saying something. They're going to go for it. Fourth and six. The ball at the 27-yard line. What a test for our Vikings already. Alex Purvis comes in. They can't decide who's coming in, who's coming out. They're fixing to call a timeout.
They're going to have to, or either they're going to get a
delay,
a penalty. Yep.
Now they call a timeout. 9:47 to go here in the first quarter. It is fourth and about a long six. We'll take a 30-second break and come back and see what Camden's got up their sleeve. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Battery, I'll try.
All right, here we come.
All righty, let's see what's going to happen. We are going to attempt a field goal. Number 97 comes on. That's Matt Ishaw, a junior. Billy's going to set it down on a 35. It'll be a 45-yard attempt.
That's right at the edge of his, but the quarterback is the holder, too. Watch the fake.
Watch it. Waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down, and the kick is up in the air. And it's good. And with 9:39 to go here in the first quarter, Camden has drawn first blood 3-0 on a 45-yard field goal that had a lot of distance. He could have kicked that one from 55. Let's take a 30-second break. Camden leads it 3-0. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Chris Gilman Stadium, Camden jumps out to a 3-0 lead on a 45-yard field goal. Back deep is number 31, Kerry Stanley, along with Kari Franklin and Troy Braswell in the middle.
Anderson's the up man in the middle along with Aaron Winston.
Ishaw steps into it. High end over end kick toward the corner. Taken by Kerry Stanley at the four. Comes across the five. The 10 cuts, goes back. They hit him and he got down behind the 10-yard line. Great coverage by Camden. And we'll start first and 10. Bill, they're going to back us up somewhere about our 7-yard line.
Yeah, Kerry, they pinned him in the corner. And when you're pinned in that corner, you cannot go backwards. You've got to just go right up the field and try and pick up yardage. Kerry was trying to make something happen, and I lost some yards. He probably fielded at about the 10 and he tackled at the 7.
Something that we like to do to other people has just happened to us. Here comes the Sons of Thunder. Cole Parker, the gunslinger. Braswell at wingback. Anderson at fullback. Aaron Winston goes to the far side. Camden showing 5 men up on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. Goes to Braswell around the right side. He's off the corner. He's got a break. He's at 10 to 20. Cross 40.
He's got to the 40. Look out.
He's at the 50, and they run him down at the 48-yard line.
Camden has got some speed, Wes. One of the things that we talked about in the pregame is just how fast this Camden County team was. in a lot of cases, we would have just run away with that score, but they ran him down from the backside.
That was a...
Guys, they were able to run him down, but they also reached and grabbed his horse collar, and the sidelines over here was wanting the flag, but it wasn't thrown. But that was a great play there by Troy, and the offensive line did a good job opening that hole.
Sure did.
That was a 41-yard run by Troy Braswell. Josh Clemens comes near side now. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Parker goes under center. A five-man front. Again, he gives it to Franklin around the left side. We got a hole. And Franklin goes down at the 40, their 48-yard line, but we're going to have a hold back at the 49.
No chop block.
A chop block against Camden.
Yeah, they were showing it that when they had knocked down Lane Grant. He was already engaged, and the guy came in and hit him and knocked him down. I thought, like you, it was a hold, but then when I saw him talking to Lane Grant, I realized what it was.
Yeah, Bill, I think you're right. I didn't see the play, but I saw Lane immediately get up, going to the referee and pointing to his knees. So, obviously, they had dove right at his knees as soon as the ball was snapped.
There we go, a 15-yard penalty and a first down for the Vikings.
Paul. And takes the ball all the way down to the 33-yard line in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Just outside the 34. Braswell at wing back on our side. Franklin on the other. Two wide receivers. We've got Braswell in motion. Gives it to the bull up the middle. Hits one man, two. Fights his way across the 30-yard line. Still on his feet as he fights down to about the 29. They say the ball come out. The official says nope, it's down.
Official says down.
The official said he was down.
Guys, you could hear the whistle blowing when his forward progress was stopped, so that was a good call there by the official. His forward progress had definitely stopped on that play.
All right. Give him 1, 2, 3, 4 yards on that carry. Be second and four of the ball at the 29-yard line. Camden leads 3-0, 8:16 to go here in the first quarter. Josh Clemens comes to the press box side of the field. We're in a wing tee. Camden back to a three-man front now. Back to two linebackers off the line. Parker drops back, looks, goes down front, got Braswell open, and we're a touchdown backing. A 34-yard touchdown pass from the gunslinger, Cole Parker, to Troy Braswell. Has put our Vikings back up on top.
I see you, Troy Braswell, and I see you, Cole Parker.
Swinging gate comes over. Jackson Dalton in to attempt the extra point. Hang time. Waiting on the snap. Parker to hold. It's down. Kicks up. And it's good with 7:57 to go in the first period. It's our Vikings 7, Camden County 3. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football, 99.5, Kicks Country. Back in Camden County, West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers. Vikings go up 7-3 on a 34-yard touchdown pass from the gunslinger down to Troy Braswell. 7:57 to go here in the first period. Back deep is number 32. E&D is on the far side, and number 5, that's Michael Hamilton.
Let's see if hang time drives the ball again, or if he's going to put it up and put it deep in the corner. Let's see.
And he drives it down, hits the ground, and it bounces into the end zone. It'll come back out to the 20.
Obviously, Coach McPherson saw something on the film this week. He really didn't want to give these guys an opportunity to try and return a kick, so he's had Jed kicking that ball on a line, that time a little bit too low, but a nice bounce nonetheless goes into the end zone, and Camden County will start at their own 20.
Both teams have struck for long pass plays. We had a long run, played 4 minutes and 3 seconds so far in the first period, and it's a 7-3 ball game. Here come the Blue Cats from Camden County. They bring Purvis to the wide side of the field. They send Darius Sullivan to the far side. There's a snap, and they send it to...
like a wildcat.
And it goes around the left side, and that was number 15 on the carry. And that would be Andre Johnson as it goes around the left side, and he's tackled when he gets out about the 33, 34. They're going to mark him all the way, Bill, out to the 25-yard line.
32 was back at the quarterback spot, almost like a wildcat formation, and made that handoff. Coach Heron said he still likes to play two quarterbacks, even though he's lost his other senior quarterback.
Second and 5. The ball on the far hash mark, away from the press box. We're in a five-man front. Straight wing tee for Camden. Ruiz under center. Man in motion. Fakes it right up the middle to the fullback. No, he still got it. Throwing deep. Looking for a man open and overthrows number five. He fooled everybody, including us. Had Michael Hamilton open at the 45-yard line. I thought they gave it to the fullback up the middle. He pulled it back out and dropped back.
That was J.J. Green. That, they having their names on the back of the jersey, a little bit of an advantage.
All right, I'm looking at numbers.
I know, they've got 141 kids on their roster, Wes. I'm not going to slight you a little bit this week.
Thank you. Especially after the bashing we took.
All right. Number nine out here, that is...
Ruiz.
Murphy.
Heavy side left. Shotgun. Wildcat. Give it to Johnson. He gets across the 25, and we hit him. It was third and five, and we hit him about the 27. He'll pick up 2 yards. It'll be fourth and three from there, and I'll imagine they'll punt this time.
Yeah, Stacy Wright. What a great tackle by number 67, Stacy Wright. Just wrapped him up, drove him into the ground, and you're right, that'll bring up a fourth down and about three, and there's the punt team comes onto the field.
Then Corey Franklin back deep, standing about our 45.
Hey, they do a wholesale punt change, don't they?
Yep, trying to see who their punter is.
Number 12.
Bryce Ramsey. There's two 12s, Bill. Ramsey takes a snap. High kick. He kicks it. Bryce Franklin fields it at the 38. Across the 40, the 35, the 50. And they tackle him as he gets across the 50 into Camden territory at the 49-yard line. He took it on the near hash mark, started back, slipped one tackle, then another as he got across the 40 up to the 45. And like I said, they hauled him down by the shoestrings as at the Camden 49-yard line, and that's where we take over.
There was some confusion there for just a second between Corey and Troy as to who was going to field it. Corey fielded it and just took it right up the gut, and as you say, picked up a nice little gain for our Vikings.
Aaron Winston comes to the wide side of the field. Parker goes under center. Three-man front, two linebackers standing up at the line. We give the ball to Corey Franklin. He's past one man, two, still on his feet as he fights his way down to the 46-yard line. He'll only pick up 3 yards. It'll be second and seven from there. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-3. Willie Thacker in on the tackle.
Good little inside run for Corey Franklin. You don't think of sometimes the little man being able to run it right up the middle that way. But that happens so often. He gets in behind Lane Grant, and he's able to get in and sneak in behind him, but only 3 yards on that carry.
Winston to the far side. We've got Braswell wing back our side. Franklin to the Viking side of the field. The bullet fullback, three-man front. Braswell in motion. Fakes the pitch out, goes back. There comes the rush. Throws downfield. Overthrow. He had Aaron Winston in double coverage at the 10-yard line and just overthrew him. And, Bill, I'm not so sure that wasn't a good thing.
Well, I don't know. Aaron was splitting the seam, going right down to the post, and he had two guys converging on him. Aaron, if he had another step, it was a pretty good throw. It was going right to the middle, right to the seam where it should have been. But, again, in double coverage, I don't mind that. Your quarterback's not afraid to throw it. I think that's the best thing.
Third and seven, the ball at the 46-yard line of Camden, almost in the middle of the field. Sons of Thunder up over the ball. Paul Johnson goes to the far side. Camden, four-man front now. There's five-man front. Parker gives the ball to the counter to Corey Franklin, who gets hit from behind. That play was slow in developing and just did not get in the hole like he wanted to. Picks up, gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down at the 46-yard line, and we're going to have to punt.
The counter always does take an extra half-second step, it seems like. And against a team with this kind of speed on defense, the counter is one of the more difficult plays to run.
Back deep again is number five, J.J. Green, and number nine, that is Stephen Murphy. There's a high punt from Winston. Murphy takes it at the 10. He's past one man, two. He's past three. He's got a seam. He's across the 25, goes outside. And we finally hit him and run him out of bounds, Will, as he crosses the 30 up to the 32. Caught the ball at the 10. That's going to be about a 22-yard punt return.
Good run there by number nine. That's, I think, Stephen Murphy. And he was able to shed a couple, two or three tackles.
Camden's come out throwing the ball. We've come out throwing the ball. And both these teams are running wing tee teams. 4:44 to go, first period. Vikings lead at 7-3. Camden's third possession. Here comes Ruiz.
Quarterback number 32 now.
No, Ruiz is still quarterback number four. He goes under center.
Oh, I see him now. Okay.
Straight wing tee, tied into our side. We're in a five-man front. Takes the snap. Right. No, Ruiz
Cover.
Keeps it.
Nope.
No, he doesn't. He gives it to the fullback. Looks a lot like Kari Franklin. There, you about to fool me, Bill.
You, me, and wing T offenses, man. We have a tough time.
But the thing of it is, second down, he'll pick up 1, 2, 3 yards. It'll be second and seven as the ball gets across the 35, up to the 36-yard line. Cats going from left to right on your radio dial, splits his receivers. Now they go to 32. Put E and D's in the Wildcat.
Is that Days or D's?
Days. Give it to Days. Days gives it to Johnson. Johnson crosses the 35, and that's all. He'll get up to about the 36, 30, 37. He might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage and a yard plus, if that. In on the tackle, number 30, James Mathis.
Along with Stacy Wright and the leading sack getter, number 17, Michael Copeland. Third down in what, about five and a half?
About five and a half at the 30, about at the 38-yard line. Ruiz sends two receivers far side, two near side. Keeps Johnson in the backfield with him. We're in a five-man front. Now he goes to the shotgun. Waiting on the snap. Got a man in motion toward our side. Drops, rolls left, looks. The pass out.
Nope.
Off the fingertips of number 83. That is, well, I'm going to say Jared Kitchen because he's a junior.
Yeah, I'll go with the older one, too.
And
Jared Kitchen right here on your depth chart.
And that's an incomplete pass, so it's going to be, they'll have to punt.
And they do bring on the punt team. Last punt, Kari Franklin fielded, returned it about 8 or 12 yards. A little miscommunication between he and Troy Braswell. Let's see what happens with this punt.
And their punter standing back about the 25. Gets a high foot into it. High, high, high kick. Franklin signals fair catch at the 24. Drops the ball on the ground and Camden picks it up. Kari Franklin met the punt. Get away from him. And Camden has recovered the football inside our 20. Going to mark it down at the 17.
We said at the top of the show and in the pregame that turnovers were going to really be something we had to fight this game and not have those mental mistakes. There's turnover number one. Let's see if our defense can bow up and hold them to only a field goal attempt.
Ruiz.
The Camden Wildcats have new life.
Ruiz goes under center. He's got a double tight end set. Johnson in the backfield. Takes the snap. Gives it to Johnson up the middle. Still on his feet as he crosses the 15, Bill. We hit him in the backfield, and he spun away, but Geraldo Orta made the tackle as he gets down. See, they mark that down marker down about the 13-yard line.
Yeah, Ed Christian tripped him up in the backfield, but he was able to break away from it. And like I say, Geraldo Orta finally makes the tackle.
4-yard carry, second and six from the 13. Again, a wing T. Five-man front for the Vikings. Again to Johnson. We hit him. He spins forward. Fights his way down close to the 10 to pick up maybe another 3 yards, Bill. So it's going to be actually third and 4 yards. He's got to get down just across the 7. So third and 4 from the 7-yard line.
Let's see what the Viking defense has here. We can hold them to maybe only a field goal attempt. Third down.
Wing T offense. Again, they give it to Dave. He's got an opening. We hit him, drive him back. He's still on his feet. He'll get the first down, Bill, at the 6-yard line. Dave got outside.
Needed the 7, got the 6, and it's first down and 10 now for the Wildcats.
At our 6-yard line, 2:07 to go here in the first quarter. Ruiz, ball on the far hash mark. Gives the ball again to Dave. He's got the opening as he gets across the 5. And Camden County's line just firing out right now. Fights gets down to the 3-yard line. Second and goal from there. 2 yards on the carry. Inside, 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-3. But Camden is beaten on the door.
No huddle.
Ruiz, the junior quarterback, takes a snap again today up the middle. Touchdown, Camden.
Camden will go up now after that turnover by the Vikings on the punt, on the muff punt. Gave them new life, and now they put it in the end zone and go up 9-7, awaiting the extra point.
As our defense just got worn down there, and they were just tired on those last few plays, and they didn't have anything left.
Now they set up in the extra point. They have a swinging gate very similar to the Vikings.
Yep. Looks, I mean, almost identical, folks. Back at home, you're watching Camden. You're watching the Vikings. You're watching Camden. Eshaw to attempt the extra point. There's the ball. Snaps down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with a minute 32 to go here in the first quarter, Camden has jumped back to take a 10-7 lead. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Chris Gilman Stadium, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. A minute 32 to go first quarter, and Camden back out on front 10-7 after a muffed punt by Kari Franklin. Eshaw set to kick off. Back deep is Franklin, Braswell, and Kerry Stanley on our side of the field.
See if they put it back down in that same corner where Kari Stanley or Kerry Stanley is.
The ball falls off the tee.
And we'll do over.
Josh Clemens and Aaron Winston are up men. Eshaw waiting to kick off. There we go. High, high kick. Stanley will
let it go
out of bounds, and we'll take over on the 35.
Ball went out of bounds about the 15-yard line. Kerry Stanley was sliding over, saw it going to go out of bounds, backed up, let it go out. And let's see. Illegal procedure, and that'll put the ball on the 35-yard line where the Vikings have it first down and 10.
All right. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. A minute 32 to go. We trail 10-7. Brian Moore in and tied in. Two backs in the backfield. Braswell and the Bull. They're in a three-man front. Give it to Braswell around the right side. He's got a hole. Gets by one man across the 40, the 45, the 50, down the sidelines. He's running out of bounds, Bill, at the
30.
They mark it at the 30. I think that's where they're going to mark him out at.
Either the 29 or 30. They got the side judge is straddling over there.
35. Give him a 36-yard run from the 35 all the way down to their 29-yard line. Good job by Braswell as he started outside, cut back beneath the block. He didn't see who the Sons of Thunder was over there that got the block, but he sure opened the hole for him. Paul Johnson comes near side. Braswell, Franklin, and Anderson are the running backs.
Franklin's at quarterback.
No, Franklin is at quarterback. Gives it to Bull up the middle. No, still on his feet. Past one man, two. Across the 25. Might have been a busted play, Bill.
No, I think that was a designed center, right up the gut. The quarterback was to take the ball, give it to the fullback, pull it back out, and it's exactly what he did and went right up the gut.
Zach Mark makes the tackle. Ball down. Now it's going to be second. Bill, look at there. He picked up 7 yards on it. It's going to be second and three. Good play by Kari Franklin. Now Cole Parker back at quarterback. Camden with three down linemen, two linebackers up tight, three more linebackers up tight. Got a man in motion. Gives it to Franklin around the left side. He's behind the block. Oh! Gets hit, and a flag goes down, and I'm not sure what we're going to have.
Yeah, it came from the side judge over here. He's pointing backwards at the Vikings, so let's see.
Let's see what we're going to have.
He does have a hold.
Got a hold, and the ball's at the 23-yard line, 24-yard line. So it's actually a yard behind the line of scrimmage. So instead of second and three.
I'll say
second and four. They'll back it up. And
it's
it'll be
about second and 14.
They back it all the way up to the 34-yard line. So it is second and 14. The ball back at the 34. Ball almost on the near hash mark. Inside 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Tied into our side. Three-man, four-man front for Camden. Takes a snap, drops back, rolls, past one man,
run,
carries the ball, and tries to go past one man as he crosses the 35.
Good coverage downfield. Cole Parker, all he had was to try and get it outside, and a defender able to come up and knock him down after only about a two-yard gain.
The third and 13. And that should be the final play of the first quarter. And that is We'll take a 60-second break. A 60-second break. Camden leads it 10-0. 10-7. You're listening to a Lions Eye for the Lions Eye Football Broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country. All right, and we start the second quarter. Camden leads it 10-7. It'll be 3rd and 13. The ball on the far hash mark at the Camden 33-yard line. Kenneth Durden comes as a receiver to the near side, to the press box side. Vikings now going from left to right on your radio dial. Camden in a three-man front. Two linebackers drop off now. They drop back in pass coverage, like almost in pass coverage. We got a man in motion. Cole Parker drops back, surveys the field, looks, heading downfield, throws deep to Corey Franklin, and there's a lot of bumping down there, but overthrows him in the end zone. So, you got a choice. Do you punt it?
It's a long field goal. There comes hang time.
There comes hang time. Bill Dell set it down. See where he's going to set it down at. No, hang time's going to punt.
He will punt those because he can punt them high, so let's see.
That's Jed Solomon to punt on the 4th and 13. There's a snap.
No rush.
High punt. It hits. Bounces at the 20. Inside the 20, and it'll be dead at the 19.
The ball came off the side of his foot a little bit, but it took a sideways bounce. Didn't go very deep, but nonetheless, we do get him down inside the 20 on the 19-yard line. Vikings trail 7-10 to the Camden County Wildcats here at Camden County High School. 11:41 left in the first half, and the Camden County Wildcats now back on offense.
Ball 1st and 10 from the 19-yard line. Ruiz, the junior quarterback. Camden showing two tight ends. Johnson at fullback. Darius Sullivan, the other wing back. Ruiz goes under center. Got a man in motion. They give it to Sullivan across the 20. We hit him. He's by one man. He's at the 30, the 35. We finally knock him out of bounds, Bill, up at the 38-yard line.
One of the things that it really gets on me is not wrapping up on a tackle. We got a lot of hits, but we just didn't wrap up in that particular play. And as a result, they get a pretty good first down and get it out to the 38-yard line.
Yep, 17-yard run, ball on the near hash mark, all the way out to the 38, 1st and 10 from there. Just underway here in the second quarter. Camden leads 10-7. They put a receiver to the far side, unbalanced line to the far side. And they give it to number 5 around the right side. We hit him. He's at the line of scrimmage, and that's up.
Ball's out.
Did we get it? Did we get it? Yes.
That's what we needed. The Vikings gave up the ball once on a muff punt, and if we get the turnover here, we do. What a great turn of events for our Vikings to get the ball down on this side of the field.
And we take
I have to say, Riyad Moore just made a great play there. He was being blocked, but he was able to reach over the block and strip the ball from the running back. Just a fine play by Riyad, and knock the ball loose there. Big play for our defense.
Way to look at it, Marty. Riyad Moore with the strip.
Ball on the far hash mark. 1st and 10, Vikings at the 39-yard line. Unbalanced line, heavy left toward the Viking side of the field. Camden shifts to the wide side. And we give it to Franklin. He looks one man still on his feet, and he's clipped by one man, two, three. He doesn't get but just a couple of yards down to the 37.
I thought Corey was going to squeeze through there for just a second, but they were able to close and pinch down on him and get the tackle and to bring up 2nd down now for the Vikings.
2nd and 8. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 11 minutes to go here in the first half, trailing by 3. Michael Copeland and Delvin Smith check in. Michael Moore up over the ball. Corey Franklin checks out. We're going heavy left again. Camden shifts to the wide side of the field just in case, but they slide their linebackers over. Now they back them off the line. Give it to Braswell, looking for one man, two. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, but fights his way. Backside pursuit caught him behind the line, but he fought his way back to the line of scrimmage and picks up a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 7, the ball at the 36-yard line. Willie Thacker, senior linebacker, in on the tackle.
West, Bill, their defense is extremely quick. They've got a lot of speed. They're not the biggest defense. They've got a couple big tackles, but their defense is extremely quick and make a good play on the ball.
Aaron Winston comes near side. Three-man front. One linebacker on the far side up close. Looks like four line. Now they walk another one up on the wide side of the field, and
we got a timeout.
Let's
Vikings,
see, do we?
Like.
They've stopped the clock here for a second, and it is. Timeout Vikings. 10:01 to go here in the half. Camden leading 10-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here in Camden County, they call it Thunder Alley. 3rd and 7. The ball at the Camden 36-yard line on the far side. 10:01 to go here in the half. Vikings trailing 10-7. Josh Clemens, wide receiver, our side. So is Aaron Winston. Tight end to our side. Three-man front. Now they walk one linebacker up on the wide side. Braswell in motion. Pitch it out to Braswell around the right side. Got a Harris across the 30. Still on the street. Bounds there. Picked up by Camden. And they're after the rushes. At the 40. To 50. To 40. To 30. And we're running out of bounds. The Bears team out in the air. He picked it out of the air and took off running with it.
Troy Braswell had almost just about the first down. The ball knocked out of his hands, and you're right, Wes, caught in the air, and he was just took off down the sideline. Cole Parker, the only man that could stop him, runs him out of bounds. And Camden will take over now, first down and 10, on the other side of the field at the 22-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark.
Second turnover now for the Vikings.
About a 55-yard return for Camden. Ruiz goes under center. Two tight ends. Keeps Johnson in the backfield. Five-man front for our Vikings. Man in motion. They give it to number two. That's Sullivan. Starts. Gets hit. Oh, Terminator just terminated that run at the line of scrimmage.
Telvin just met him head up about chest high and drove him backwards. What a great textbook tackle by Telvin Smith.
I'll give him a yard. Second and 9 from the 21. At the Viking defense. And Bill, they have gone back to the Wildcat. They put Ian Days in the Wildcat. He takes the snap. Starts right. There comes Roy. We're looking for him. He's going to look like he wanted to throw the ball, and he's going to run out of bounds. He's going to lose a couple yards, but it was going to be a halfback pass.
Yeah, right there from the shotgun. He was going to roll out, had a receiver downfield, looked like number 12, C.J. DeBoyer.
Yep. And actually, Bill, he'll lose about 4 yards all the way back to the 26-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 14 from there. Ruiz back in at quarterback. Gives the Wildcats the play. Tied in to the home side of the field. Man in motion towards the press box. Gives it to, oh, right up the middle they go, but it gets absolutely nowhere. It was number 30.
67, Stacy Wright just planted him.
I thought it was number 30. I saw James Mathis in there. He'll pick up a yard to the 30, to the 25-yard line.
Yeah.
So it'll be 4th and 13 from there. And in comes, in comes a field goal with Matt Eshaw. He's already hit a 45-yarder. He'll set this one down, Bill, on the
32,
so it'll be a 42-yard. He's already hit a 45, and he had plenty of distance on that one.
Kerry Stanley's been breaking loose in there. Let's see if he can get his fingers on one of these.
There it is. Ball's down, kicked up. It's going to be wide right, I think.
Yep.
Wide right. Had to wait there for a second. No good.
Vikings dodge a bullet, 8:04, and the Vikings still trail 10-7. The offense with two turnovers, Wes, and that's been the difference right now. They were able to get down and get a score after one turnover, almost had another opportunity at a field goal after the second turnover. Vikings have got to fix the turnover bug.
1st and 10 on the 20-yard line. 8:04 to go here in the half. Paul Johnson comes to our side of the field. Referee saying something to one of the other officials.
One of the side judges, yep.
Corey Franklin, wing back on our side.
They're playing a deep safety right now, looking for a pass play.
No tight end. Now they run a corner up on the line of scrimmage on the left side. Parker drops back, looks, throws out the pass to Johnson.
Oh.
Makes the catch across the 25-yard line up to the 27. And, Bill, that's all you needed.
That's his first pass of the season that he's completed. Paul Johnson, if you look on film, and I know they were looking at that, We've never thrown the ball to Paul Johnson, and he makes a great catch and gets us some good yardage.
All the way out to the 27-yard line. 28-yard line, I'm sorry. 8-yard pass play from Parker to Paul Johnson. It'll be second and two.
Wingbacks are Braswell and Orta now.
Yep.
Guys, Carey's at quarterback.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Two tight ends. Four-man front. And we give it to the Bull up the middle. And look at him run. There's Rumble. The big Bull rumbles across the 30 up to the 35-yard line, all the way out to the 36. And it'll be a
first
down Vikings.
Carey Franklin, that when you can bring him in like that at that quarterback position, we've watched him for 3 years. How difficult is it to see him make that handoff to the fullback?
Absolutely. Carey Franklin still at quarterback. Order at one wing back, Braswell the other. Anderson at fullback. Tight end to our side of the field. Camden showing a five-man front now. Three linebackers up tight. Order in motion. Give it to Bull again behind that offensive line, and he'll get a yard this time, Bill. But Camden was waiting on that one.
They're waiting. You wonder if there's a play in there for Carey to keep that ball, pull it back out, and try and get around the outside.
6:40 to go here. First half, Vikings trail 10-7. Ball on the far hash mark. Now Cole Parker comes back in, and Telvin Smith comes in with him. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial.
Double tight end.
And we do. We've got double tights on our side, and that's Brian Moore on the outside. Camden, a five-man front. Three linebackers shift over to the short side of the field. Braswell in motion. Gives it to the Bull up the middle. He slips by one man, two. Fights his way out to the 45-yard line.
They're going to mark him back. I thought he was at the 45. They're going to mark him almost the 43, Wes.
Matt Johnson, number 40, senior defensive end.
That's a really bad spot. They marked him down at the 43-yard line.
Guys, I believe his knee did hit. He kind of skipped along. I have that low angle down here, but it did appear that his knee hit. I think that might have been a good call there by the officials.
All right.
Third and three. Parker brings the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. Looks, shifts his line around. We go strong side left. Five-man front. Now linebackers are way up tight. Man in motion. Gives it to Franklin looking. He's around. They hit him from the backside pursuit. He's still on his feet. Buildings across the 50 into Camden territory, down at the 47-yard line.
Great little run by number two, Carey Franklin. He's been busting through that line. They've been grabbing a hold of him. He's able to spring through this time and gets the Vikings a much-needed first down.
They had great backside pursuit, had their hands on him. But elusive Mr. Franklin gets us a first down, down to the Camden 46-yard line. 5:20 to go here in the half. Brian Moore tied into our side. Again, showing a five-man front for Camden. Man in motion is Braswell. Again, we give it to Bull off the right side, and he fights his way across the 40 down to the 39-yard line. And how about 6-7 yards in on the tackle, number 21, Glenn Mack.
That will be a 2nd and 3 now for the Vikings. Good look, good run. Now we're starting to just pound it right up the middle.
2nd and 3, number 21, Glenn Mack, and number 39, Zach Mark, safety. They call them guys the M&M boys. I talked to our MASH brothers, Brian and Riyadh Moore. They kind of took offense to them taking their names. Parker, under center. Franklin in motion. Pitches out to Franklin around the left side. Still on his feet. Cuts back against the grid.
Oh.
Flips and falls and gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Not a great pitch that time, Wes. Carey had to really kind of double clutch that. And then as he got pinned over, he made the cut back. And you're right, slipped down just over the 40-yard line. Otherwise, he had clear space in front of him.
Third and about, four and a half.
All right, Vikings.
Here come the Sons of Thunder. Straight wing tee. Tied in to our side of the field. They're in a three-man front. Franklin in motion. Gives it to Bull. Look at him rumble. He's still on his feet.
Over
across the 25. Down to the, across the 35, I'm sorry, down to the 33-yard line. He'll pick up about 6-7 yards on the carry, and that's a first down.
Vikings needed that one again. Pounded right up the middle. We keep hitting outside, outside, then pound right up the middle. I'm wondering when the pass play is coming west or whether we're going to try and just drive this thing down the field.
3:45 to go here in the first half. We trail by three, but we're down to the 33-yard line. Sam Duncan checks in at fullback. Gibbon, Mr. Bull, arrest. Josh Clemens lines up far side. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And we do. Let's see. Timeout will be Camden. Camden will take a timeout. 3:31 to go. Our Vikings trailing by three, 10-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Camden County, let's get you some scores real quick. It is Union Grove 10, Northside 7, Peachtree Ridge 7, Brookwood 6, North Gwinnett 14, Woodstock nothing, Lassiter 14, South Gwinnett 7, Stevenson 7, and Colquitt 7. We appreciate that from our Camden County folks. It is going to be 1st and 10, the ball at the 33-yard line. Vikings trail by 3, 10-7, 3:31 to go here in the half. Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Clint Joyner doing the spotting for us tonight. Parker goes under center. Tied into our side of the field. We give it to Franklin again. He looks one man, two, still on his feet. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. And that's going to be it, Bill. 2nd and 10 from there. Camden defense was ready for that play.
That is such a difficult play against this defense. The defense is so fast. The little bit of the counter play is, and you mentioned it earlier, it's a little longer developing, and when you've got speed like that on defense, it's so difficult to try and exploit that. Now, they're just trying to find those holes up the middle. Marty told us when we were off air earlier, the bull shook up a little bit is why you see number 11 in there right now at the fullback spot, Sam Duncan.
Josh Clemens comes to the press box side of the field, tied into the far side. Parker waiting on the snap. They're in a three-man front. Five linebackers. Parker drops back, rolls, looks, there comes a rush. Gets rid of the ball, but he overthrows Kari Franklin at the 20. And he was being pursued hard in there by number 40, Matt Jackson.
Yeah, he just had to get rid of the ball. He really didn't have time to survey the field much. He got rid of it, did a good job, didn't take the sack, and he threw the ball hoping that his receiver would get to that open position. But if he didn't, he knew it was just open grass.
3rd and 10 at the 33-yard line. Aaron Winston checks in. Orta comes in. Winston comes near side. He brings Orta with him. Put Kari Franklin in the slot. They're showing four. They're looking like a blitz off the corner. There it is, and there they come. Counter play to Orta around the left side. And he's still on his feet, but he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Had almost everybody fooled except for one Camden man who stayed home. It'll be 4th and 10 from the 33, Bill.
Guys, they held us on that play, but good news is Robert's up walking.
Good.
Just could see his read his lips telling the doc he was okay. He's got his helmet on, and he's asking to get back in.
All right, decision time here for our Vikings. 2:14, the clock running here in the first half. They trail 7-10, and I think the way we're standing on the sidelines, we're going to let the clock run down and call a timeout. What do you think, Wes?
Either that or going to take a delay of game, back it up, and punt the ball. Give us just a little bit more distance. Five more yards.
They bring it down now under 2 minutes, 1:52 and clock running.
Because normally you'd have an official standing right there waiting to call a timeout. And now they do. They call a timeout with 1:47 to go. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Camden County High School, Chris Gilman Field, or Chris Gilman Stadium, rather. They call it Thunder Alley. It's going to be 4th and 10, the ball at the 34-yard line.
1:48 left here in the first half. Vikings look like they're going to go for it here on 4th down and 10.
All righty.
34-yard line.
Aaron Winston comes near side. Bull Anderson back in at fullback. Tied into the far side. Camden, three-man front. One linebacker, two linebackers up on the line of scrimmage. Drops back. Parker rolls. Looks. Throws that air, and the ball is intercepted at the 20-yard line. He made a catch. Oh, did he?
He called it intercept. No catch.
One official signal catch. Now another one says no.
Well, for Camden, it's better that he didn't catch it.
Hey, guys, actually for us, it'd be better if the Camden guy had caught the ball.
That's what I'm saying. For Camden, it's better they didn't catch the ball.
Camden will take over 1st and 10 all the way out at the 34-yard line.
Well-designed play. We were trying to throw down low and outside, but there was great defense and able to dive in. The guy almost makes the interception.
There is 1:40 to go in the ball first half. Camden leading 10-7. Tied into our side of the field. Ruiz goes under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to the fullback. And he's got a hole as he squirts over the right side up to the 39-yard line. 5-yard carry.
Clock continues to run at a minute 30 now left in the first half. Camden leads 10-7.
Second and 5. They've shown they will throw the ball. Ruiz brings the play in. Johnson comes off the field. Ruiz takes the snap. Gives it to Ian Days.
Ball
on the ground, and Days has to turn and fall on it. So they'll lose 2 yards. Back to the 30. They mark him down at the 37-yard line. He was up at the 39. So it'll be third and, say, 7, a long, long 6 from there.
And the clock now under 40 seconds, 35-4. They're going to see if they're just going to run a play, one play here.
That's all that's all you got time for. Who knows? They've got timeouts, but why use them this far back down the field? Ruiz goes under center. Takes a snap. Gives it to the fullback up the middle. We hit him, and he goes down. That will be the last play. Oh, wait a minute.
Unless they call timeout.
Vikings called timeout.
Not sure why that.
Because they got to punt the ball now. That was a third down play. That was third and
Or they could go for it on fourth, but with 10.3 seconds, you're right. If they go for it.
That would give us. Yeah, we'll just keep it right here. We're looking at it. That would give us 10.3 seconds. If they went for it and didn't make it, that would give us the ball with
probably
a couple of seconds to go.
Maybe 5 seconds or less, but at least enough for a play.
And if they punt the ball, then got a chance maybe to break one.
Or if nothing else, you get a shank punt, something. You know, you never know. A bad snap. Vikings trail the Camden County Wildcats 10-7. We went down 3-0, scored a touchdown, went up 7-3, and then they come back after a turnover on a muffed punt by our Vikings. Camden goes up 10-7, and that's where we stand right here with 10.3 seconds left in the first half.
Well, Camden's going to go for it. Ruiz, under center. Darius Sullivan back in. So is Johnson. Heavy left for Camden. We back a man off the line of scrimmage. Oh, we've got to lay a game against Camden, Bill. Ball comes in from the back, Judge.
Which, no, I think what you have is illegal participation.
We got 12 out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to count, though. We got 12.
No, that's on us. I thought it was on Camden.
We got 12.
We got 12. It's on us.
That's the first down. Moot point now.
Yep, Camden now is first down.
After a timeout, we come back on the field with 12 players. My goodness. It will be first down, 10.3 seconds. Let's see what Camden does if they just run it out here.
Ruiz looks at his wristband out of play. Got a man in motion. Gives it right up the middle to Johnson, still on his feet. We hit him and drive him down to the ground. And that will be the end of the first half. We go to the locker room trailing 10-7. Marty. Let Marty catch Coach Mack.
He won't be a real happy camper right here, I don't think.
Coach Mack, tough first half, but we do get the ball at the beginning of the second half. What do you tell your team at halftime?
We just got to keep playing, you know. We can't turn the ball over. No more.
Good luck, Coach.
Man, a few words, and you heard what he had to say.
But he
gets to the point. Vikings trail 10-7. We are at halftime here in Camden County. We'll take a 3-minute break and be back right after this. It is a Lions High football broadcast on 99.5 Kicks Country.